Caravaggio leaves the party in a car. It crunches over the slowly curving gravel path leading out of the grounds, the automobile purring serene as ink within the summer night. For the rest of the evening, during the Villa Cosima gathering, he had been looking at the photographer, spinning his body away whenever she lifted the camera to photograph in his direction. Now that he knows of its existence, he can avoid it. He moves into the range of her dialogue. Her name is Anna, mistress to an officer, who will be staying here in the villa for the night and then in the morning will travel north through Tuscany. The death of the woman or the woman's sudden disappearance will only arouse suspicion. Nowadays, anything out of the ordinary is investigated. 4 hours later, he runs over the grass in his socks, his shadow curled under him, painted by the moon. He stops at the gravel path and moves slowly over the grit. He looks up at the Villa Cosima, at the square moons of window, a palace of war women. A car beam, like something sprayed out of a hose, lights up the room he is in, and he pauses once again in mid-step, seeing that same woman's eyes on him, a man moving on top of her, his fingers in her blonde hair. And she has seen, he knows, even though now he is naked, the same man she photographed earlier in the crowded party, for by accident he stands the same way now, half turned in surprise at the light that reveals his body in the darkness. The car lights sweep up into a corner of the room and disappear. Then there is blackness. He doesn't know whether to move, whether she will whisper to the man fucking her about the other person in the room. A naked thief, a naked assassin. Should he move? His hands out to break a neck towards the couple on the bed. He hears the man's lovemaking continue, hears the silence of the woman, no whisper, hears her thinking, her eyes aimed toward him in the darkness. He hears the car turning and waits for another moment of light. The face that emerges out of the dark is still narrow upon him. The light moves from her face down onto the body of the general, over the carpet, and then touches and slides over Caravaggio once more. He can no longer see her. He shakes his head, then mimes the cutting of his throat. The camera is in his hands for her to understand. Then he is in darkness again. He hears a moan of pleasure now from her towards her lover, and he is aware it is her agreement with him. No words, no hint of irony, just a contract with him. The morse of understanding, so he knows he can now move safely to the veranda and drop out into the night.